Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
I just got my list of people that are approved to come to the Cheaper by the Dozen premiere. And Donald Faison, Casey Cobb, and two children are on the list for the Cheaper by the Dozen premiere.
Would you look at that?
Woo!
Are you going to dress them kids up? I want that. Can they be in like outfits?
Do you want Air Force Ones?
No, I know Wilder's going to come in some beautiful dress, but I was wondering if your son could rock a three-piece and a bow tie.
I mean, I'll ask him. I don't know if he's keen to rock a bow tie, but
he's not much of a style kid, is he? I mean, he's like a sports style. I know he likes, you know, basketball.
I mean,
so
whatever
he
puts on is his style.
But you know how some of these young kids, they get into style early, obviously, while they're a girl. But I mean, even young boys. I'm saying even young boys. Is Rocco a kid like that? Does he think about an outfit?
I mean, he thinks about his sneakers like that. Like, you know what I mean? So if he has a nice pair of sneakers, he'll rock them for a special game or, you know.
Right.
He likes to keep his
kicks
clean.
Has he rocked mine yet or are they still too big?
No, he's worn them already. They're a little big for him, but he tried, you know, he tried to play in the Space Jams.
I got him the Space Jams, but I could only get him a slightly too big. And Casey said, that's fine. Cause he's growing like crazy.
Yeah. He's nuts. It's nuts, man. He's growing so fast and he loves basketball right now, which is great for me because I get to live out all my fantasies through my child, which
are
is
you gonna
amazing.
You're going to do the, LeBron route and try and make him like Bronny?
I mean, I don't
Are
know.
Are you impressed that I know the name Bronny?
I'm so confused right now. Like, my brain is like, what the fuck just happened here? Wait a second. How do you know about LeBron James' son?
I saw in the news that LeBron announced he was not going to retire until he played at least one season with his son, Bronny. And that's how I know the name Bronny.
That's a lot of pressure on that kid now. That kid better make the league.
Is he good? He must be good. Is he good?
Oh, he's fabulous. The kid can ball. He plays for Sierra Canyon, which is a school out here in California.
That's a high school?
They're like the number six or something school like that in the nation. I'm not sure if LeBron Jr. is a senior or a junior, but the kid can ball now. He's like 6'3", which is great, you know. And he's a legit 6'3". That's the other thing. So a lot of people were 6'3", and they weren't really 6'3". He's a legit 6'3". Which
you went and measured?
I went and measured? No, yeah. It's just that, no. They're trying to get...
Excuse me, LeBron, I have brought my tape.
Right, we have to make sure. But he's dunking on kids already. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Anyway, back to my original point.
But one more thing before we move on, basketball related. DeMar DeRozan, I owe you an apology. I said you were in the twilight of your career when we had Shea Serrano saying that you needed... Yeah,
wrong.
I sure fucking did. And I've never been more wrong in my life. DeMar DeRozan, you are straight up balling, yo. Balling on another level. And
what's
I
DeMar
apologize.
Who is DeMar DeRozan? I missed that.
DeMar DeRozan played for the Toronto Raptors for the longest. He's a kid from California. And then he went to San Antonio, where I guess they didn't use him correctly. I don't know what it is. But it looked like his career was over. Kawhi Leonard went to Toronto and won a championship there. Kawhi Leonard also won a championship in San Antonio. And so it looked like wherever DeMar was, it wasn't really popping for him. He wasn't, from the outside. I was wrong. Because this boy is balling out of control right now. Not only he's an MVP candidate, he's an MVP candidate. He's definitely the most improved player of the year. But you can't say that because he's an MVP candidate now. He's got the Chicago Bulls on the verge of going deep in the playoffs. It's a crapshoot in the,
Let's be honest.
Milwaukee's for real. Milwaukee's for real. And we'll see what
happens.
Okay,
I'm bored.
Nobody cares about your boredness right now.
So boring.
DeMar DeRozan, I'm sorry.
All right, DeMar DeRozan, we're sorry. Another basketball thing you'll be impressed that I know is a coach punched another coach in the face.
Juwan Howard punched a coach in the face. Yes.
Now I'm assuming you're not allowed to do that. Is that correct?
I don't know any league where other than fighting where it's no, not even in fighting where a coach is allowed to punch another coach in the face.
So what did they do to him? Is he suspended? I assume.
Yeah, he's suspended for the season.
Are they going to fire him?
I hope not.
He's a good coach?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. There are some coaches out there, and you know who you are. You deserve to get punched in the face. Not that this man did.
Did it come out what was said?
I don't know. But there are some coaches out there.
I'm just wondering when you're watching that show.
That's NBC Sports
Center, the place for sports.
That's a different song.
When you're watching that, did they as you do daily, I believe, did they say what was said?
Sometimes I don't know what was said. I would love to find out what was said because it would be great if it was something like, "Man, that's why your mama smelled like shit." And then Jawan was like, "Fuck you!" Yeah.
According to the Chicago Tribune, the altercation began in the post-game handshake line when guard grabbed Howard by the arm in an attempt to explain why he called the timeout. Howard yelled, "Don't expletive touch me," and put his right index finger in guard's face as the two began to argue.
That's not what happened. Then there was a scrum.
Then there was a big scrum. And then he reached over.
Yes.
Which isn't really fair fighting, right, Donald? I don't know fighting rules, but you don't want to sneak attack from around someone, right?
I mean, look. Let's keep it 100. I mean, when's he going to get another chance to hit that dude, though?
I don't know what I mean? Well, anyway, that's the extent of my sports knowledge this week.
It was a bad day for sports when that happened. That was a bad look for Juwan Howard, and it was a bad look for Michigan.
I don't think anybody watched the Winter Olympics. I read that, too.
That was just true. I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about anything.
No. We did nothing about the athletes. We know how hard they work, but I just as a TV ratings thing, I read that nobody really watched it.
There was a lot of controversy involved with this Olympics,
Yes.
A lot of it. And this time the country hosting the Olympics didn't help really with
Yeah, because they caught a Russian. Am I correct? They caught a Russian gymnast. Daniel, I feel like you're going to know this. They caught a Russian gymnast doping, and then they didn't eliminate her.
Correct. Yeah, she was an ice skater, and yeah, they did. They chose.
And the Chinese were in charge of deciding that.
I believe so. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that.
Or is the IOC? IOC is in charge of the International Olympic Committee.
All I'm saying is China had held this Olympics and put everybody in a bubble, and nobody got to see outside of the bubble. They could look out of the hotel and see people walking around in the street, but that was as far as they could get out of.
Another doping scandal involved a horse, not in the Winter Games, but the horse that won, I believe, the Derby is dead. I don't know how this unfolded, but the horse that won the last Derby, please double check my facts here. They found out, I don't know if it was post-mortem or what, but that it in fact had been doped. And so they had to take the $2 million back from the winner and give it to the second place person. But it didn't affect anyone who won
in the
bets. That's because crazy. That would have been a debacle. But the weird thing is this very famous horse guy who's in charge and obviously knew about doping this horse, the fine is like 40 grand or something. The guy's a zillionaire.
Yeah. I mean, don't bet horses.
I don't know. I just think that it's a shame that people cheat. I hate line cutters.
You hate line cutters?
Yeah, you know when you're like in line in traffic and then those people that skip and then they try and nudge in? You know on Laurel Canyon Boulevard up at the top by Mulholland, they cut everybody and then they try and edge in. Those people?
I look at it as just aggressive driving.
Oh, you're a line cutter. Are you a line cutter?
When it comes to traffic, I think everybody on this conversation who has ever driven a car is a line cutter.
No.
You're on crack. Dude, you drive a very fast car.
No,
you drive
a very fast car.
There
are times when I will be like, oh, fuck, that's my exit. And I'll wave to the person and be like, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that you're all in line for that exit. Of course I've done that. But I'm talking about people who strategically speed up in the other lane and then
did you drive when you lived in New York? Did you drive when you lived in
New York?
New York
doesn't count. New York's a free for all. I'm talking about normal places.
When you come out to LA with that New York mentality, it really does get you far. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. If you've got that New York cab driver mentality,
I used to drive a big truck around Manhattan. That was crazy.
On these streets out here in California, if you bring that mentality to these streets, it's like Grand Theft Auto out this piece, man. You got the skills. It's like the Transformers movie. You got the touch.
What about the people that do the chat and cut?
Got the power.
When you're online as a human being, not with your car, and people cut. Oh.
Oh, well, that's fist fighting territory right there. Like, keep it 100. If you got, look, you don't have any armor around you or anything. If you have the nerve to be like, yo, excuse me, and step
people
in front
do that
of somebody.
Shit. Did you ever see the thing? There was a Curb Your Enthusiasm called the chat and cut. That's when you start, hey, Timmy.
And then you step in line with
them. And then you're in line with Timmy.
I'm a hook off on you, dog. Don't do that shit in front of me.
Let's get into the show, everybody. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know. So gather around to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono.
What is going on in season 6? This is all weird. Ass season. I don't think it's found its footing.
Well, I knew it was going to be a weird episode. Well, I knew it was going to be a weird episode when JD knocked it out of the park in bed with his girlfriend. I knew right then and there. I was like, wait a second, that doesn't.
Why is JD not in good? I think we've established that JD is good in bed.
He's a good lover.
Yeah, I think. Look at the women. He must be doing. He's not the handsomest guy in the world. He must be doing well with somehow. Look what he did to Elliot during the pizza episode. She couldn't move.
That is true. That is true. So it tracks then. JD knocking out of the park in bed with sex tracks.
Right. Now, I just don't, I'm just finding a weird, are you not feeling a weird, Joelle? Are you feeling a weirdness in season 6?
Season 5 is so hot. It's weird that it's not translating so far to the top. But we do have some pretty iconic episodes coming up. So maybe it was just a slow start.
I didn't think this was one of those. I think this was weird.
There's a lot of jokes in it that just didn't land. Is what's going on.
Well, I laughed a few times, and they were all Todd related.
Yeah, Todd whispering like he's the ghost of Boob.
That's the funniest joke in the whole show. You just ruined it.
That shit.
Judy's Todd. Where is Todd hiding under the bed?
I don't know where he is.
Duft or something.
Maybe in a
and he
in a duct
and she thinks about formula, and he goes, "Formula's bad for the baby." Breast milk's healthier.
Well, not
and he's
only
the, hiding in the room
somewhere. Not only
he's
that,
trying to see her titty.
When Ted is slurping on his sucking his smoothie through a straw, and then Todd comes running in and says, "I heard slurping."
I heard suckling.
Yeah, I heard suckling. That shit had me rolling too.
Well, the show opens with us having good sex, and then Todd wants
to... Wait, us? We did?
No, that would be a better episode. The show opens with Elizabeth Banks' character, Kim, and we establish we have a good sex life, even though she's already pregnant, and we got pregnant with, as we established last week, with the penis never going into the vagina, the semen landed on the...
Labia majora.
I want to remind anyone that I would like a labia minora for Hanukkah if that's something that is made on Etsy.
Coffee Bucks.
Now, it's funny. I think I remember Coffee Bucks was still being built. That's the reason why it's not it wasn't introduced until what episode is this? 3 or so?
3.
Yeah, so I remember it was still under construction. It's finally done. Obviously, a Starbucks knockoff.
A Starbucks and Coffee Bean.
I think Bill was obviously clearly looking for just a new set for stuff to go down and shake it up a little bit. Season
from what I understood, he knew that Kelso would have to retire soon, and he needed a place for Kelso to still be a part of the hospital.
Oh, really? You think it was that far back in the thinking? I thought it was just like, hey, we need a new set for these people to hang out in.
No, because we don't, I mean, we do hang out in it, but it really becomes Kelso's office at this point. After this season, when we want to establish anything with Kelso, it's at the Coffee Bucks.
Were you
if
happy?
I'm correct. This is a let's ask Bill question.
He's
maybe
too
that's
busy. He's too busy. He's down in Florida with Vince Vaughn. All right. He's shooting the new his new show called Bad Monkey, starring Vince Vaughn.
Nice. Mickhead is on the back of the line.
Yeah.
And because he's at the back of the line, it's so far back that it's in front of another Coffee Bucks.
Yeah.
And he turns around and goes, "Oh wow, another one."
Well, I don't know if this is still the case, but at the height of the Starbucks insanity, you could literally, like, if you were in Manhattan, you could stand on a corner and see like 3 of them. It was the stupidest thing. So I think this was sort of making fun of that. Were you excited when you saw Darth Vader? I didn't understand why Darth Vader was online, but he was there.
Because there's no other reason to stand online usually other than a Star Wars movie.
Oh, is
like,
that
when's
why
the
he
last
said,
time?
Is that when, why he said, "Did you get tickets?" Yeah, I didn't understand the joke. Yeah.
When's the last time you stood online for anything other like a movie? When's the last time you did that? It's been a long time.
I don't
think like
stand
Batman.
I'm trying to think of when I stand online for things.
You never stood on a
it's
line
It's funny
for
we were
a
just
movie.
Talking about line cutters. No, I wouldn't. I would. Well, we live in L.A. here. And,
back in the day in New York.
Oh,
or
back in the
Jersey.
Day. Not really. No, not really. No.
Wow. You have.
But what other than a movie do you stand? Is there anything in the world other
food?
Than I know Disney World food
conventions?
I feel like we're on Family Feud again.
Yeah.
Oh, Joelle conventions. Are they going to do Comic-Con in person
they
this
did it
year,
last
I imagine,
year in person,
Joelle?
So I'm sure they'll be back this year.
Are you going to
go? I will not go. It's too soon. I can't do big crowds right now. It gives me so much anxiety.
By the way, speaking of geeky, nerdy things, I'm sending you a book,
okay.
Sideshow Collectibles. I love them. I love
they
Sideshow
so
Collectibles.
They are so great to us, man. Yo, Sideshow, shout out Sideshow, because they actually do. They say they'll send us stuff, and then they actually do send us
stuff. I love my gifts from Sideshow Collectibles, but I do not need the books that take apart the superhero figures and discuss them. But I got that book, and I was like, Joelle is going to
love
which
hero?
This. It's great. It's great coffee. No, it's like a bunch of them. You got it, right?
It's like,
yeah, it's a anthology of all of their action figures that they ever made and stuff like it's great coffee table stuff. It's great.
Yeah,
for
it's
the
like
coffee
a coffee table,
table
book, Joelle. You're gonna love it. I promptly gave it to my assistant and said, "Give this to Joelle."
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends. Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
We have a whole Give This to Joelle pile. It's anything related to super geeky stuff that I'm not into. No, I mean, you know, superhero world, all, you know, the kind of woman who's watching Clone Wars in the background during the podcast, that kind of thing. So Cabbage is back, and he's
he does an
ape impression. I don't know where that came from. I guess maybe he showed Bill that he could do an ape impression.
Yeah, which was out of left field, but hey.
Oh, shit.
It was pretty good.
You're going to hate me. I thought I just hit record, but I didn't.
That's okay. We had the backup.
Everybody, I'm sorry. I just fucked up. I thought I hit record on my personal recorder, but I didn't. So my audio will now instantly sound better. Donald, is yours rolling?
Oh, always. Can we talk
so
about...
So you've never fucked up?
Listen... Don't try and all of a sudden.
I'm trying to get some empathy
deflect.
From you.
I'm trying to get some motherfucking empathy from you.
Stop deflecting. Turn the deflector shield down to a minimum.
I swear to goodness,
please.
I thought I hit record. I'm so pissed at myself. I want to have a moment of silence for me being an idiot.
Zach was totally the emperor just now. I'm afraid the deflector shields will be quite operational when I fuck up my recording.
I fucked up my recording. So I don't even know if the audience can tell that I sound better now, but they probably can. Daniel, is it that? I hope it's noticeable because we put all this time into having these good mics and shit.
Oh, it's not, it'll be noticeable.
Okay. Okay. So what the fuck? Kim is not getting promoted because she insulted the head of department's wife.
After playing.
We did.
You guys played Heart and Soul
Heart and
on the
Soul.
Piano. And she played with her head.
Yes. And it turns out that his wife recently had her thumbs bitten off by
a Komodo dragon.
That they own.
Yeah. They
still there at the house party that we're at.
They have a pet Komodo dragon.
Now,
do you know what this is about, right?
Just Bill wanting to see a weird animal.
No, remember Sharon Stone had her husband almost lost a leg to a pet Komodo dragon that they owned or some shit
really?
Like that. Joelle, look it up.
I thought
to the Google, Joelle.
I thought it was related to the fact that Bill just loved his ability to order wacky animals.
Thank you. Joelle's face explains it all. To the Google.
Joelle, your eyes seem to imply that Donald's right.
It's real. Hold on, I'm trying to get specific so I can.
To the Google. Do you remember when the TV show Batman, when they would go to the Batcave and then they'd lift up Shakespeare's head and push the button and then the bookshelf would open? When I was a kid, I thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen, that the secret bookshelf would open when you press the button.
And then you slide down.
Yeah. And then when you slid down, you were in your outfit.
In your outfit.
What the fuck happens on that pole? Wouldn't you love to
That's
see?
That's a good question.
Wouldn't you love to see, like, someone should do an animation of, like, what the fuck is happening? How is that going down? Is there a platform where they pause and change with a locker?
and then finish it. Okay, Joelle, what happened?
They went to the LA Zoo and got a private, like, celebrity tour.
Oh.
And when he was in the Komodo dragon's cage, it bit down on his foot.
And he lost his foot?
He's all right. He's fine.
Does he have all toes?
Apparently he was barefoot, though, at the time.
Why did he get barefoot in a Komodo cage?
I don't know. The zoo people said that they thought the lizard might have confused his foot for the white rats he eats.
Oh my god. I wonder if that's in her biography. All right. All right. Now somebody
Cox wants to reach around with his coffee.
Does he say
Did
that?
You hear that? He says, he does. Can I get a reach around with my beverage?
That's surprising to get a hand job joke into a network primetime show in 2006.
I was very shocked.
The censor probably didn't know what it meant.
I mean, everybody, if Oz had already come out at this point, everybody knew what a reach around is at this point.
I guess if you're a censor, you need to study all the latest euphemisms.
Yeah, you know what censor missed everything? The motherfucker that missed all skeet, 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 skeet from fucking from the window to the wall. Missed the whole thing from the sweat drip down my balls. All skeet, skeet, skeet.
All right, I'm talking about network television, right? This is NBC primetime.
That shit made it on everything. It was on the Super Bowl. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
All right. Let's not go into
skeet.
That. Okay, calm down. Somebody needs to switch to decaf, and who are you and what have you done with Turk? We're making fun of, like, the classic, like, overused sitcom jokes.
Yes. Can you think of a good classic old sitcom joke?
Who are you and what have you done with blank is, like, the most...
That's the
most tropey, stereotypical one.
That and you know what you hear a lot? Wait, what? Wait, what? That's a classic... That's in everything. Everything. Everybody does it. Wait, what? Everybody.
Yeah, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but
but these are definitely two very overused examples. The Brain Trust took off their shoes.
Yeah, to sneak
so
up.
So that they could sneak up on Kelso because they want dental.
Yeah, because they want dental.
Now, this is really the brain trust.
This was well, Troy's missing, obviously.
I don't know why Troy's not around.
But Margo's
Troy,
there.
Troy probably tried to renegotiate.
Right. Troy was like, I need more money.
Troy's like, if you want the full Troy, I'm gonna need more money in season right. six. And Bill was like, it was nice meeting you, Troy.
Troy.
But Crazy Eyes Margo's back, and she's the only one who had a child, but she sold the child. which is never addressed again. And then they all mime taking out a tooth, except for Bobby, our dolly grip. That, if we remind you, that's Bobby Forster.
Robert Forster's son.
Right. Whose character truly pulls out a tooth.
Yes.
What a weird fucking show.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
They just want dental.
Yeah. Rudy, did you really pull out your tooth? It's like, yeah.
Now, Donald, back alley money. Now, I didn't know this was, I mean, once it's explained in the show, it of course makes sense that it's taboo, but you're concerned, Turk is concerned that Carla might not go back to work, and so he instantly starts trying to get that back alley money.
Well, I mean, let's keep it 100. Everybody hustles no matter what, you know what I mean? And in time of need, some people, you know, if it's not hurting anybody, some people feel like hustling on the other side of the law can sometimes be very lucrative. My question for Turk is, what's he going to do with that money? Like, he got to pay taxes. You know what I mean? At some point on it. So
not if it's in $20 increments.
But he has to put it in the bank and stuff like that. How are you going to claim all of that
you
stuff?
Why is he going to put his $20 he got from the fucking guy into the bank? Oh, look at your new headphones. Daniel, you came through.
You like that? You like that?
Are they nice? What brand are they?
Oh, they're the same brand. They're just the newer model.
Sure. Oh, how? Daniel, you gave him the newer model?
You know, he needed a full upgrade. Do you want a full upgrade as well?
Have the 440s? Because I have the 440s.
I think you have the four. Let me double check.
Donald, what do they say on the side? What number?
Oh, they don't. They just say the Shores.
Oh, because they
right now the Shore 440A.
That's what I got. Oh man, I'm gonna need those, Daniel.
Okay, I'll get some shipped right over to you.
So I'm just saying, like, you know, Turk is trying to put that money to good use. And he's taken $20 here or $5 there from people. And he's been doing it for a minute, ever since Carla said she doesn't think she'd ever go back to work.
Now, I did laugh when we go to the Cotton Candy Man, and I have scruples about it, and I'm not sure. But he shows me his rash, which is disgusting because it's just is not a very good-looking rash. It looks like it's bad. And I say, it's probably just eczema. One blue, please.
Yes. He's like, well, then how you start off? Oh, wait, is that blue that you? Oh, just put it in. Just put a fresh batch in.
Which is so stupid because cotton candy doesn't have any. Does cotton candy have any different taste depending
I've
on?
I've never tasted cotton candy that has had a
no.
Different
it
flavor.
Tastes like
it's
whatever
just sugar.
It's just sugar that's been spun up in that weird way, and then it has colors.
Yes. Is that blue?
Ooh, it smells like a fresh batch of blue.
Just put it in. I can smell it. You know, for somebody who thought this wasn't the best episode in the world, you laughed a lot, huh?
Well,
a lot of jokes.
I'm laughing at recounting it with you because I love you and you cheer me up and make me laugh. But I watched this being like, oh, season six, what are you?
Right.
And Joelle's right. I think when you come off five, which I think might be the winner for best season of all. We'll determine that. We know nine's not, so we've got six, seven, and eight to see if anything beats five. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just judging it harshly. But also, you know, it's a rough start.
I'm going to be honest with you. This one had so many jokes in it. I thought some of them fell flat, but when we talk about them now, they're so funny.
We established that Kelso really loves the muffins, and he samples them and then returns them.
Yes.
He's
doesn't American Express have that thing that you can do now?
What do you mean? Sample a muffin?
American Express has something where you can buy something, and if you don't like it, you can return it and get your money back, no matter what you buy or where you buy.
Really? Daniel, what's he talking about?
I do not know.
Joelle, to the Google.
I'm Googling. Yep.
All
to
I
the
know
Google,
is
Joelle.
Everything has a lot of things have a return, but I always realize that no one, who does that? Like, usually the putting it back in the box and dealing with returning it is such a pain.
You have not met my wife. My wife buys so much stuff online, and oh my God, I get so many emails from places. Your return has gone through. Like, she just has no problem returning shit.
Well, with clothes and women in clothes, especially.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be clothes. It could be a baby. See, Joelle, am I wrong? Joelle's face did it again. Well, it could be like a baby's car seat. My wife would be like, you know what? We used it, but I'm going to return this shit. See if it has a policy.
I love it. American Express will let you, if you try to return an item within 90 days and the store doesn't take it back, American Express will refund you the full price up to $300 per item, excluding shipping and handling charges, and up to a maximum of $1,000 per card member account.
Wow.
So you could go buy some weed.
This is not a sponsor.
You can go buy some weed.
I don't mean to give Amex an ad, but that's a pretty dope policy.
If you go buy some weed.
No, I don't think weed applies, Donald.
Okay. You could return them ashes and be like, I smoked it.
Not returning the ashes.
I smoked it and I didn't get as high as I thought I would.
That would be a funny hidden camera prank. To be go back to a weed shop with the ashes with and be like, I didn't like this.
I didn't like
wow.
It didn't
this fulfill, didn't work for me.
Yeah, it didn't fulfill its promise. You said it had 31 grams of THC in it. I felt 25.
We're gonna go to break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about how the janitor puts schnapps in his lattes. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the bootmaking capital of the world, León, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
And we're back!
And we're back. I got a funny idea for the end of the show. Joelle has just informed us that our guest had to bail, and I'm gonna try and FaceTime. We'll play a game called FaceTime someone random from Scrubs.
Hell yeah!
And I'll put the mic up to my mic. Oh, will that be funny? Yeah. I'll put the speaker up to my mic. That'll be our game, Donald. Do you like that?
No, I don't like that game at all.
Why not? I'm not gonna tell you who I'm FaceTiming random. It'll be a surprise.
I don't want to play that game.
We're playing, so sorry. They're not gonna stay on long. They'll stay on for 30 seconds and say hi. I think fans would like that. Fans, would you like that?
Answer, yes. Yes,
that fans, no, fans, I want you to really speak to your device and say whether you'd like that. Oh, I heard an overwhelming yes, Joel.
I heard don't do it. You asking for it, but okay, here we go. Hey, is Ketcher Kircher from Full House, is that the same dude from Aladdin? The one that played DJ's boyfriend? I don't know the brother's
name.
I
have no idea what you're talking about.
So
okay, hold on. The voice of Aladdin, who was also DJ's boyfriend from Full House,
is it the same dude that's playing the kiss ass doctor for the person who has the private practice?
I don't believe so, but they do look similar. His name is Scott Weinger. I'm looking to see if he has a Scrubs credit. Well, you're correct. You are 1,000%
really?
Correct. Wow. He is absolutely right. Wow.
Nice
excuse
pull,
the
dog.
Fuck out of me.
I
good
can
job.
Show you where.
We should have had him sing.
Shining. Well, Brad Kane did the singing part.
Oh, he was just the voice?
He did the voice. Brad Kane did the singing.
I always think that's
I know
weird.
This because I went to high school with Brad Kane.
I always think that's weird. You know, it's funny. It's less weird with animation, but back in the day, in the musicals, somebody else would sing the songs.
Well, Zac Efron in the first High School Musical, that's not him singing, but he sings from afterwards. But that's not him.
It's
in the
not?
First one. Nope.
You've just destroyed my high school reality. What is happening?
I didn't know that either. Wow. Yep.
Wow.
He sings in 2 and 3, but not in 1.
I think. Actually, in your favorite movie, Encanto, I think there's some people that are the voice, but not the singer.
Man, Encanto, my man, I got to tell you something right now.
We don't talk about Bruno all day long.
It is fire, dude. Like, it just is. Oh, my. It was my wedding. It was our wedding day.
I
we were getting married and
there
wasn't a cloud in the no clouds
God,
allowed
gonna be
in
like,
the sky.
Lin-Manuel's going to be the first person to double EGOT.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you.
I mean, if anybody can do it. Everyone thought after Hamilton, like, wow, holy shit, Lin-Manuel, holy shit, Lin-Manuel. He crushed it. You know, what an achievement. Let's move on to the next topic. And Lin-Manuel was like, no, I'm just getting started. No,
this, yeah, this is the beginning. Like, dude, for real, man, he could, like, if you were to put odds on it, I think he has the best odds to double EGOT right now.
Yeah, I think he'll be the first person to double EGOT, Joel.
Yeah.
Write that down on your whiteboard.
Noted.
That's, I mean, like, who else can come close to that? Who else can get the Grammy, the Tony, the Emmy?
And the Oscar.
And the Oscar.
Anne Hathaway, if she really puts her mind to it.
She got to do a lot of more work. She got to do a lot more. Lin-Manuel can
all the work.
Lin-Manuel can do it all. Lin-Manuel can win three, like, in one shot. You know what I mean? From one show. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, he could do the Hamilton, whatever the play is.
No, but Lin has more access because he's a writer. So he could get some of those awards for his writing and his songwriting.
Right, but his projects could win, like, three in a row. Like if he does a movie, the movie could win, the soundtrack could win, and, you know, and then the adaptation for, I don't know if they do that for TV, but, like, you know, the making of it could win for television. Like,
he's so fucking talented, dude.
It's ridiculous, dude.
Two of the best things I saw this year, which were Tick, Tick, Boom, which he directed, and Encanto, which he wrote all the music. I mean, what a fucking year this guy has had.
Dude. It's like, I go through waves too. Like, I'm like, I love him. Then I'm like, I hate him. Then I'm like, I love him. Then I'm like, there's too much of him. Then I'm like, he's back.
That's the thing about when someone's on fire for so long, you start to be like, oh God, enough interviews. But then you're like, fucking hell, you can't deny the talent. He's just a fucking genius.
Yes, he's amazing.
Now, I read an article because I know you were very, very impassioned about why they didn't submit to the Oscars as their choice. We don't talk about Bruno.
What was the article?
The article said that they had to choose long before We Don't Talk About Bruno became like the number one song in the country. Mm-hmm. And so they chose, and because that was specifically about a character, they chose a song that was about the whole family. And I think they chose that song that tells the story of the family, I believe.
It just says something about how good of a song it is when it's not about, you know, love. It's not about heartache. It's not about, you know, losing someone. It's about some weird dude named Bruno that the family can't talk about. You don't even care about you know what I mean? They're talking about a wedding. They're talking about this 7-foot dude that has rats on his back. They're talking about this dude that this one girl, like he's a prophet also. Like, these aren't.
So you're not really so much into the lyrics. You're into the melody.
The lyrics are dope too. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, it's just a well, you know, if you were an architect and you had to create a song and you had to build a song, it's just well made. Like, everything fits from the beginning to the end. Every line fits. It's just well done. Well done.
All right. Let's move on.
Back to Scrubs.
Smokachino for Kyle. The janitor quits. The whole brain trust quits and gets jobs at
the Coffee Bucks.
At Coffee Bucks, because they learned that Coffee Bucks has dental, but the hospital doesn't. So right. they want their dental really badly.
Here's a crazy thing, Corrine Bailey Ray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember Corrine Bailey?
I
go
do.
Go put your records on. It's been so long that now is remade. That's how long it's been since that song was out. There's a newer version of it that slaps even harder than the original version.
It slaps. Let me go to Urban Dictionary. Okay. Donald. That's in reference to how Starbucks used to put out, for those of you who are young, I don't know if they still do this anymore, but they used to put out CDs. They still do that?
They still have soundtracks, yes.
Okay. I don't go to Starbucks, so I don't know.
You don't go to Starbucks?
I would choose any other coffee chain. I just don't like Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And here in New York and LA, we have something called Blue Bottle, which is the best, mm-hmm. I think.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Very good coffee. I like Starbucks so much now that I used to hate it because I was like, it's Charbucks. They burn their coffee.
Yeah, it tastes burnt to me.
You come to acquire that taste. You wish for it.
No, I never liked it. I never liked it. Feels so corporate, and it feels so the energy of people in there. It feels like an assembly line, like, human, move forward, get your drug. I just like the whole vibe. I don't like. If there's a blue bottle in your area, check it out. It's really good. They're not a sponsor. I just love it. I'm telling you, it's good shit.
So Doug has no ethics whatsoever.
None whatsoever. Not only does he steal the guy's money, he steals his shirt.
Yeah. No ethics whatsoever.
Now, Scrubs Wiki pointed out that if that larger gentleman had been shot, there would be blood somewhere on the shirt.
Right.
But there isn't.
No. There's not. And that would make Doug even...
And by the way, we have no compassion that...
None.
...that he gets shot.
None. You're just happy that you're not caught. You didn't get caught out there.
We make some joke about the corn dog guy and how they always had beef. And it must have been him that shot him. But we really move on from his bloody demise pretty quickly.
Yeah. I laughed at the janitor's muffin puppet.
First of all, I was glad that it was a puppet because I was like,
so was I. I was like, thank you.
Because now Kelso's having fantasies of a talking muffin.
I was like, oh no, what the fuck is happening here?
He did a good job, though. I mean, not only the janitor get a job, like, and then become the manager right away, but he's also drilling holes in the case in order to operate muffin puppets. I mean, he's really. So the kid, the little boy, takes the smoke-a-chino, which is the janitor's invention, because it's the most addictive thing, because it's tobacco and coffee.
That kid's never going to grow.
He says that kid's never going to grow. Now, Donald, this is something that really upset me. You hooked up with JD's college girlfriend, and you said you were only naked under the covers because you guys had a water balloon fight and you were cold.
And you looked everywhere.
And that was funny. I'm like, look everywhere. I just couldn't find those balloons.
The great part was the callback. Was after all of the talk that we go through, and you're like, is there anything else that you want
to
admit?
No, but JD trusts Turk so much that he believes such a ridiculous story that he goes looking for the balloons.
Yeah, still. There's still that little bit of doubt that, well, maybe there are balloons. But
now, wait, was this something that we filmed? Because there wasn't thing where you were in bed with my girlfriend. But was it? But do you remember remember that episode where we did? We both had different versions of how it went down, and then I was doing your voice and you were doing my voice. Do you remember that?
No,
has that aired yet?
I don't remember that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. That's hilarious. Imagine we've already covered it.
I have no
imagine
idea.
Imagine we've covered it already.
I have no idea. The fans listening probably know. But there's a – I think it was earlier, but there's a flashback, and I catch you in bed with one of my girlfriends, and I do – and I'm telling my version – it's like a Rashomon thing where I'm telling my version of the story and doing your voice, and you're like, that's not how it went down. And then you tell your version of the story, and you're doing my like voice and this nerdy voice.
I don't remember this. Maybe it's this season.
I don't know. But anyway, it sounds a lot like this water balloon incident.
I looked everywhere.
Now, finally, the janitor gets his dental. Why did everyone leave their coffee cups all over the parking lot? I didn't understand. That was really...
Because nobody was cleaning up.
I know, but I mean, it was pretty extreme. It's as though every single person that worked or visited the hospital threw their coffee cup in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Not a single person used the trash.
Well, the trash was...
There were thousands of cups.
The trash cans were overflown.
Yes. So I'm kind of into Kim, you know. JD's finally into somebody, and
that's when I knew. Right when that happened, I was like, "Oh, this ain't gonna happen.
This ain't gonna happen."
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a tall tale sign in television when the relationship is about to end. When the main character says, "This is the relationship I want," guess what? That relationship is about to end.
Yeah.
In every show. Name it. That's how it goes.
All right, we're going to come right back. And after this break, we're going to try a quick round of a FaceTime roulette because we lost our guest and we're sorry, everybody. But we're going to play a Scrubs FaceTime roulette and see who we get. We'll be right back. And we're back.
And we're back.
All right, this may be a total embarrassing failure, but let's try, right? Why not? Here we go. Let's see what happens.
They don't like us.
It is the middle of the day. They may be working.
I always answer FaceTimes from close friends. What the fuck? There he is. Sir, are you willing to be the very first contestant on FaceTime Roulette on the podcast?
Yes, right now?
Yes, you're on right now.
I'm here at the Compass office in Santa Monica, California.
Okay.
Talking real estate, but we're doing big deals.
Do you have a client right now?
No, I have an associate with me.
Okay, let's see your associate. You can show her.
I can't see anything.
You're on the podcast.
I'd like to see the associate. Hi, associate.
Oh, hi,
Jenny.
Podcast. What's up?
Rob, we're trying an exercise because we lost our guest so I told our fans, our listeners, we're going to try a new exercise called FaceTime Roulette, and you won.
I won.
Do you have anything? We're laughing in the episode that we just watched. You were very infatuated with Judy newly breastfeeding, and
Yes. Yeah,
and you were hidden underneath the bed as she was breastfeeding and she was considering formula. And you said, don't switch to formula.
I said, formula's bad for the baby. Blue milk is better. That's the same episode where I think I heard suckling.
Well, yeah. How do you remember that? We did 9 years of these.
They're all punchlines. That's why I remember the punchline. You guys do the scene and I come in and do the punchline, so that's why I remember.
No, Rob, we had a couple punchlines, Rob. Rob, I think it's safe to say that we had a handful of punchlines, but you do...
You had a lot of punchlines. Sorry.
Are you selling lots of houses? How's it going? The real estate market is on fire right now. You can't get a house...
It's a great place to live, Santa Monica. If anybody's looking for a home, call me because I'm very hooked in right now, Jenny and I, and we're doing big deals as we speak.
Okay, well, you just look up Rob Mascio with a Compass. Do you work out of Compass?
No, I don't at the moment. It's MascioRealEstate.com.
There you go. There's your shout out. But Rob, I do want to tell you this real estate market is out of control.
Dude, I don't know if it's the whole country, man.
Or is it just California?
I don't think it's the whole country. I think it's desirable places to live. And west of the 405 here in Los Angeles, it's really nice, right? The sun is out. It's beautiful.
Well, it's not just west of the 405. I'm looking for my parents who are moving down, and I'm trying to help them find a place.
You can't find anything in Encino. You can't find anything in, look, Encino,
I'm happy
freaking
to help your parents.
Sherman Oaks.
Los Angeles.
You're talking over Donald because you can't hear him, but he's saying, you can't hear him. This is all spontaneous. But Donald is saying Sherman Oaks, Studio City, Valley Village, all of these areas, Encino, everything is going so much over asking price. I know this isn't interesting to our audience. I'm sorry, but they might be looking to buy in California.
Tell Donald I say hello and I miss him and I miss you too. And I want to play basketball with Donald.
I will never play basketball again.
Donald can't play anymore, but he can play tennis and golf. Are you interested in either of those?
No.
Okay. All right. Rob, thank you for being on FaceTime Roulette. We love you. Anything you want to say to the fans?
The Todd's prescription for everything, ladies and gentlemen, is always less moaning, more boning.
Okay. Aren't you in a workplace right now? I want nothing to do with this. I apologize to the Compass Real Estate Company. Rob is saying that in the middle of an office.
Did he say less money, more bony?
Less moaning, more boning?
More boning. I don't know what he said, but that still works. Oh, that was great. Okay.
All right. We love you guys. We'll be back next time with another fun episode of season 6. Donald, count us out.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made about a bunch of doctors and nurses in a Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.